The best tea in the city.
I want us to talk about how you fought to make your relationship work. How you fought to make it work. Everything was against it.
You went to counseling.
Hey! Nayenza yonke into.
You prayed, went to the...
And here you are today celebrating Guti. We're still standing.
Sure. Fight a good fight.
Yeah, that was a good fight. Hashtag, yeah. I fought for my relationship.
Not fought with my relationship.
For my...
For.
You know, when all the family members say, this won't work. This is not the right person for you. No, we know the right person for you. You're like, hold on. This is the person I want to be with, Min.
Okay, to him.
Hey, and it's not your job to even like her. No, it's not. It's not. Okay, to him. Utupeke logo, M17, mouth drop off, the colleagues are like, woo!
Bani.
Tabo. Go on, come on, come on, tabo.
Well, now you're still talking about family getting involved. Imagine now when there's a third person in this relationship.
Hi.
And you're fighting for your relationship.
Who's this third person now?
Kalo, I'm giving examples, Joe.
Yeah,
it's not like his family called him in and said this is not
it. Is.
Just examples.
Yeah, fighting for your relationship is tough, Prati.
This third person sounded like a Tigulush man.
No. And then they know you're scared of the Tigulush one. Hey, I bought you flowers.
The Mix Mouser. Techno, your love. Before that, Natin Trizzy, your Shade. The sweetest taboo. It is Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. This is the best tea in the city. Have you ever had to fight to keep your relationship, to keep it going from external forces, from even internal forces? Because we know what they say, relationships are hard work. How hard had you have to work to keep yours alive? Today, you're standing to tell the story. That is, if you won. If it failed, also share yours. Your relationship was in trouble. It looked like a breakup is inevitable. But you chose to fight. Example? Okay. She cheated. But unlike other men, you fought to keep her. Because you love her and she's the mother of your kids. Another example? Okay. Your family said, he's not right for you. But you fought. And the love of your love of your life and you are still standing. Okay, last one. Oh, you married an addict. You fought to keep your love life alive. First question, why? And second question, how? And of course, the last one, did you win? Hashtag, I fought for my relationship. Eno. African goddess. I call her simply Eno. On my Facebook page, she says, something I can never do is to fight for a relationship. I just can't bring myself to do it. I guess I've always honestly believed that if it's meant to be, it will be. I wouldn't have to fight for it to exist. Even with the knowledge that people are not always happy when we are happy. And some will even go to lengths, okay, to destroy what we have. If it's meant to be, it will sustain. It will survive. It will thrive through it all. Because the two people in it are committed to make it work. This attitude of mine of not wanting to fight is probably the reason why I might remain single forever. Because we are fighting a lot, guys, a lot of things. We can't be fighting for relationships as well. They should actually be our safe havens, she says. Do you agree? Hashtag, I fought for my relationships.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why, hashtag, I fought for my relationship. 1, cheater of note. but I love her. We all know that most men don't give second chances, even when it comes to cheating. However, there are those men who will tell you, hey, even though she did cheat, I will continue to fight for her, to fight for the marriage. And she's the mother of my kids. Two, why you fought for your relationship. She's the breadwinner. Ego aside. You know, it's tough being a breadwinner, especially as a woman. Your husband can be disrespectful because of the ego. But you know what? You didn't leave him. You said, Bonamo, we're going to make this thing work. Your friends and family are laughing at you, speaking down on your husband, but you love him and you'll continue to fight for the marriage or the relationship. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on why hashtag I fought for my relationship. In-laws or not, says Song. In-laws are the biggest instigators of broken marriages, but you and your partner have made a pact that no matter how toxic your in-laws could get, you will fight for the relationship because you love each other and understand why you need to fight, even though you're faced with so many adversities. Is this you? I'm hanging out with millennials here. The cohort that needs to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Should you fight for a relationship, Mahatev?
This question is so funny. I can't imagine myself ever fighting in a relationship, fighting for the relationship. And you know, I say that because I feel like if you're fighting for something like a relationship for holding on to it, you are in a way at risk of losing yourself. Because why are you fighting for this relationship?
External forces?
But what are these forces, what are they saying?
Your family don't agree that you two must be together, but you love each other?
Yeah, but why would my family not feel, the people that have known me my whole life?
They think Sipo is better because he speaks proper English.
Of course.
It is good. It is from a good family.
But yeah, for me, I just feel like I've been in a relationship where I felt like I was in it for too long. So therefore, yes, Uncle T, you can be in a relationship where you're like, actually, the expiry date we've reached it.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still...
To the left, to the left.
Very much. And you wouldn't say, she very much is.
Pack your bags and go.
Right about now.
Mama Zipa, why not? What do you think?
I believe that relationships require effort. They require work. If it's worth fighting for, definitely. The example you used is perfect, Uncle T. Mm. If me and my partner are happy, we love each other, and my family says no, but I feel like we're perfect, then definitely that's worth fighting for, because it has nothing to do with them, but everything to do with how we feel about each other. And I've got an example, right?
Yes.
When I started dating the person that I'm dating, my mom had weird vibes, and I don't know why. Mm. So she was completely against him. If he was visiting me, she'd be like, no, he mustn't park here, you know. And now she feels very different because she can see that he makes me happy. So we fought to be together regardless of that. So sometimes it's definitely worth it.
Sometimes it isn't.
Yeah, I agree with you.
To another 24 years.
Dino. Oh, you're breaking my heart. Listen to Dino.
Morning, guys. Ish. Yeah. Nah, I don't know, Hore Gary, I'm fighting for relationship yaka Ojoang because Kifilogare Kalegi Loman. Yo, Kalegi Loa Ochiwagami, Zurovezi. Wala, it's fine. Sorry. Wabeti what as lily way. Sorry, nakedly angry. Waruhiwa. Hi, again, guys. Mara, kifilogar ish. Kelo ile kalwa. Kleno ksalwa, but then hana no. Se kifilogar gela pili. Again, sorgire ba? Because I kani tigla pili shem.
What would you say to Tino?
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Hi, Prati. Mina, I stopped fighting when I realized that I was losing the battle because I was fighting alone. My ex was always falsely accusing me of cheating. The guy stalked me. He did everything that was so toxic because of his insecurities. I tried even to organize him a counseling, but never attended even one session, so ngabona ukuthi, you know what, I'm fighting alone. I'm the one trying to save the relationship that is no longer working. So what was the point? I had to end everything. Yeah, so amanyama fight is not worth it at all. Thanks, Prati.
So far, when I read your comments on Facebook or on Twitter, and I listen to most of the voice notes that came through, you fought for your relationship, but you lost. Who has won? Are you trying to tell me good relationships are so difficult that everybody loses a battle? Call me if you have won a battle.
Man, my story is that I was married, Uncle T, for 13 years. Mm. And in that 13 years, good separation, 3 years. And after the separation, we work things out. We together now,
okay.
Stronger than before.
Okay.
So the lesson that we learned, if you're talking about Tama forces, is like the friends. We had friends who were negative, families who were jealous. There were a lot of elements within our circles, within our surroundings that were so negative, that had an impact with separation yet. But now that we're back together, we're not looking back.
Good.
And we have now found a way to deal with all the negativity, with all the forces that are evil, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the whole journey, At the same time, teaches you forgiveness. It teaches you to value the next person,
mm-hmm.
who is your partner.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you love in a broader perspective.
That's a heartwarming story. Coming back and realizing that external forces are trying to pull you apart, and you're like, we're stronger than that. I fought for my relationship. Did you win? How? Lebo?
Happy birthday to Kaya FM.
Thank you, Lebza.
Many more years.
Thank
okay.
You.
I fought for my relationship. Ketote motuaka analimoto.
Hi.
But the guy, respect on penal rat. I told myself for monkey. A uzolo and dumbo.
Yeah.
And I fought kiluile. Kiwaka unyeti last year. So yeah, and I kill with relationship yaka. I'm going there no matter what. So I keep on pushing.
Come on.
No, I am Palazzo.
Uy, honne.
Kim honne.
Unemaka, you are when?
So what happened is that when I met him, he was a lot older than me.
Mm.
And coming from a Venda family, he was Zulu. So you know, Huna stereotypes, Surma Zula Zhang Zhang, and my family hated him, like with everything. But
sure.
I think my gut told me, or I just listened to my intuition. He was good to me. And obviously, Mutomu Namunali history.
Yes.
And not a nice history. Never some rat dingy. But I fought for it. And eventually, over time, they started seeing the good side of him.
Mm.
And bless his soul, he passed on about 9 years ago. But my family adored him. They grieved more than I did after fighting for this relationship. We were blessed with 3 children. And yeah. So,
wow.
I believe I won.
Tell me, while you were still fighting, ne, in the midst of the war, of the battle, could it take me through that? I mean, how were you facing your family? How were you living your life? Were you avoiding family? How did you do it?
It was very difficult. I think also his experience came in handy, knowing that, you know, people don't really like me and probably Banzibela, or they can see what I've been around a bit. So his response to their actions was more powerful than what I was trying to do by avoiding the family gatherings, avoiding even when he proposed and they said, I remember my mom sat me down and said, are you sure? And but I was in love with him, and, you know. But his experience counted more than, you know, whatever I tried to, you know, push him back. But he would just come.
What is the lesson here?
The lesson is your intuition. Your gut will tell you. If your gut is telling you this is not it, you'll fight and it won't work. But if your intuition is telling you this is it, and you really need to master listening to your intuition.
I think that's the part. We need to master listening to that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Connie, thank you. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
You know when they say this person was fighting for nonsense?
Yeah.
That was me. I was fighting for nonsense. Because literally, I was fighting for a paper.
What do you mean?
I say paper because this guy had proposed to me with a paper, Uncle T. Pampiri. Shame, I'm not laughing. So the mother hated my guts because you know how mothers, they just be like, oh, but they hated me for silly things. But I was just like, I love my man, you know, she's not gonna come between us, because the guy was just like, yeah, no, she's not. Next thing, I'm being called a witch and all these funny names. And the guy was just like a serial cheater. The first time I was like, not gonna leave him. And then the second time I was like, oh, I know. This is not right. Not gonna fight for nonsense. For a paper. A paper.
That's the part that I'm lost at. How do you propose somebody got paper? Anyway. Anon, hi.
Hi,
my
name
is right when I know ni man.
Yeah.
Ulwilen tombo or we waiega.
I'm to tell death to us apart.
Okay.
We started living together, you know, 21, and he was 23.
Okay.
My family, and at that time, he was training, the apprenticeship,
yes.
And I was the one working.
Yes.
And my family was like, "Uzo gula shama sega training le sega ride." When Zahani, you know, the family was totally. At some point, my mother even refused to sit down for negotiations because he felt like "Uzo lasho." It worked out. Sashala song. Yes, we had our fair share of problems.
And that should happen anyway, yeah?
Yes, that happens. But I stuck through it. Later on in our lives, if family like and I, we present our problems. You know, he was that person always in between us. I was fighting that to the point when he passed on at the hands of his relative. And now to try and and you know, try and follow through, because people here and the people were not showing up. I had to even fight after his death.
You are still fighting?
No, now of course the relations are now a bit strained with the side because of that. But I'm glad.
How long have you guys been together?
We were married for 20 years.
Wow. So EMP never stops, eh? Meaning to fight for your relationship never stops.
No, with me it was from the beginning.
Till the end.
Yes.
And even beyond death.
Yes, it was like that. But I'm glad I stuck through it, and I don't think I can do it anymore with anyone, but I'm glad.
But what made you do it?
Tabo, I think one thing that I should be grateful for, I started working at the age of 19. So the lady that I used to share the office with was a bit older than me. Mm. She's the only person I could confide in, because my family, the moment you tell them, but that lady, I'm very grateful. And she would guide me and say, you know what, there's no perfect relationship. Try this. Even today, I still count on her. I come from outside of South Africa.
Mm.
Even if in Nginga, I can pick up the phone and tell her, sis, so. She's one person who held my hand through umshado one, because his family was not there.
What's the lesson here?
Yes.
What's the lesson?
The lesson is, you can pull through. You can pull through. And you know what? I'm even grateful, because you know, with the problems that I had, I was expecting, maybe after his death, umuntu kuzovela ingane ungazazi kuzoqhamuka lokho nalokho, but nothing of that came out, yabo, which at the end of the day I ngaziduduza ukuthi you know what, I live through problems, but angizange ngikhale futhi after ukuthi manje sokunabantu engingabazi kune drama of you know. Yeah,
ngiyakubonga Noniyazo.
The
best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.